A Brazilian style of music known as choro was popular 70 years ago. Now it's making a comeback. Choro is a kind of proto-samba with its roots in 19th century European waltzes. But for a new generation of Brazilian music lovers, the sound is anything but old-fashioned. The return of choro also has revived the careers of several of its greatest musicians, some of whom are now in their mid-80s. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Martin Costi prepared this report.
This is Lapa, Rio de Janeiro's answer to New Orleans' French Quarter. 100 years ago, Lapa was where you'd go to hear the latest in Brazilian music, performed in dance clubs and bordellos. But for the past few decades, Lapa has been in decline, its Portuguese-style architecture slowly going to seed, and the neighborhood has had little to offer visitors besides the certainty of getting mugged. You still run a decent chance of robbery in Lapa, but these days you're liable to hear some great music in the bargain. The neighborhood is hip again, mainly on the strength of a handful of new clubs, such as Carioca da Gema, which is dedicated to the revival of choro. Choro is to samba as ragtime is to jazz. It's older and more European. But the Afro-Brazilian rhythms are also never far away. This group, called Rabo de Lagartixa, is made up of 20-somethings who've rediscovered the music their grandparents used to love. They say they're reinterpreting the musical style, adding jazzy improvisation. They're just one of a growing number of young choro bands that are playing to packed houses in Rio lately. But it's not just the young musicians who are riding choro's new wave. In a traditional Lapa recording studio, the white-haired members of the group Época de Ouro are working on a new album. Mike Quinn is an American jazz columnist who's co-producing the record.
Part of the desire to make this record, I think, was to capture the last real survivors of that golden age. Some of the guys who were in the studio go back to the 30s and 40s.
On a break between songs, the dean of the group, 83-year-old Gino Sachiquardas, is forced to endure teasing about a supposed romance he had with Carmen Miranda.
Hello, da Carmen Miranda?
Sachiquardas denies he ever dated Carmen Miranda, but he admits that she was pretty cute. He should know because he played in her band in the 1930s. He played with all the greats. In the 1940s and 50s, he used to record constantly, and he guesses that his 7-string guitar is on tens of thousands of old 78s. But when Brazilian music took a turn toward pop and bossa nova in the 1960s, he stopped recording and had to make a living playing for samba dances. But now that's changed, and Gino says he's thrilled to be back in the recording studio.
Agora consigo.
Now I can play the music I like, Sachiquardas says. He says he prefers choros to sambas because the harmonies are more complex. Choros are so difficult, the old masters themselves occasionally find themselves frustrated in the studio.
The sessions are a little challenging.
Co-producer Mike Quinn says as far as these musicians are concerned, the choro renaissance didn't arrive a moment too soon.
You know, they're certainly great musicians, but they are aging, and that precision is starting to slip a little bit. It's time to record them.
Quinn and his Brazilian co-producer plan 3 CDs of Época de Ouro performing the standards of Brazilian choro. The group also has a just-released CD called Café Brasil, in which some of Brazil's most important young musicians appear as guests. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.